Residents who received letters questioning their citizenship status are encouraged to bring official identification or naturalization papers to polls in case they were removed from voter lists in Wyoming. Sabrina King, policy director at the ACLU, says no one should be blocked from voting because of an unproven suspicion.
Any correspondence that comes out that might make people afraid to vote or would maybe send the message that you're not welcome to vote here is a message that we don't want to be sending to voters.
She says the agency headed by Ed Murray sent county clerks a list of registered voters whose citizenship they questioned. Even though some of the voters' status was on file, King says many received letters asking them to confirm their citizenship before they would be allowed to vote. The Secretary of State's office said their efforts to uphold the law would actually help ensure voters don't experience barriers at the poll. King notes Wyoming has a strong history of open elections. It was the first state to allow women to vote, and typically has a higher turnout than other states. But she says since local races are frequently determined by a handful of votes, it's important to make sure everyone has a chance to cast a ballot.
That is what we are here to do as voters, is to ensure that our government is providing the best services to everyone, and that is all of our citizens, whether they were recently naturalized or a fifth-generation rancher.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Amy Kobabe.